I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And welcome everybody to Denver's Afternoon Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir in for the vacationing John Rush. And along with me today is Jamie Daniel, and he is the co-host of Corner Cafe, which you can hear every Saturday at 9 p.m. on 95.3 and our sister station, 1220 a.m. Jamie, how you doing, man?
I am doing well, Dan. How about yourself, sir?
Good, good, good. So what do you think? What's on your mind? What do you think about the economic news of Trump?
I love the economic situation that's going on right now. I think it's incredible. Unfortunately, major networks are not just talking about it. They're not talking about it. That's just the depressing thing about it. But other than that, we're talking about it, so we're getting it out there, and I think it's great.
Well, you know, Paul Krugman of the, I think, New York Times, economic professor, said that if Trump were elected president, the economy would never recover, and neither would the Dow Industrial Average.
And you said he was a professor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Continue, please.
Yeah. So, and now today, the Dow closes, or yesterday, was it yesterday or today, the Dow closes above 26,000.
Record-breaking again.
Record-breaking.
Record-breaking. That's amazing.
You know, I've often said that Paul Krugman's a dope.
I can second that emotion.
You want to second that emotion?
I can second that emotion.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty, the guy... I don't know if that guy has ever made a proper economic prediction.
You know what? I agree. I don't think he has either. We're going to have to go way back. I think maybe the Carter era. The peanut era.
The peanut era. Yeah, peanut stocks, peanut futures are going to go up. Well, maybe not. Who knows? Especially now with all these kids being allergic to peanuts.
Yeah, I know,
Do you remember peanuts, that growing up?
We didn't have stuff like that.
No. Did you, Cassie's with us here too, did you?
Oh.
Because you're kind of young, maybe. Are you allergic to peanuts?
I am not allergic to peanuts, no. I love peanuts, actually.
Okay. So, and your friends, how many of them are allergic to peanuts?
Not many of my friends, but kids I've babysat over the years, definitely.
Babysat, but once again,
like,
younger kids.
Really severe peanut allergies, gluten-free, the whole thing.
Wow.
So I don't know how that happens.
Well, when I was a kid, I darn near decapitated my own head, and we still just put a Band-Aid around our neck and just took off, kept playing. Nowadays.
Not anymore. We talked about that yesterday with Dr. Pegg about, raising kids.
Yes.
and how parents are so overprotective, and the fact that we're all running around in fear.
Yes.
You know, with the 24-hour news cycle, we're just all afraid of everything. We're afraid of our own shadows anymore. And every parent out there thinks their kid's going to be abducted tomorrow.
Right, right. Well, and we're also, don't forget, we're afraid of a little fat man in North Korea. We're afraid of him too, according to some sources.
Jamie's got nukes.
Yeah, but they don't fly.
They do now.
Well, kinda.
I mean, he set a rocket above the space station.
Kinda, you know.
He shot a rocket over Japan.
You can't threaten war with they kinda work. You can't do that.
Well, we haven't built anything new in this country for over 20 years.
Wow.
So how do we even know ours work?
Well, I wouldn't want to test us. I wouldn't want to attempt the Americans, the United States, for that, for any all intents and purposes. I certainly wouldn't want to do that.
Because you know that this stuff, degenerates over time. In other words, it kind of decays. Whoa, hello, there's the stock market going.
Hey.
I did not know I had my sound on my computer.
I thought you were going into a bit there. I was like, wow, this is inviting.
So it says here the Dow closes above 26,000 for the first time in its 121-year history.
Wow.
The fresh milestone comes just 13 days after the stock index topped the 25,000 mark I'm making it the fastest 1,000-point climb in history, according to the S&P Dow Jones indices.
Mm.
Wow. That's amazing.
Take that.
That's absolutely amazing. So then you've got the jobless rate at a low since 1973.
73?
Jobless claims.
Wow.
At an all-time low. Well, I would say it's an all-time. I mean, 1973, that's a long time.
It is a long time. I was practically in diapers in 73. He's adding it up.
I'm sitting there going,
he's trying to get the number. Don't do it, Dan.
I was out of diapers.
You were in college, Dan.
I was in college. I'm not that old. So I drove by a college once.
I drove by. I almost parked.
Did you really? Wow. You went a lot farther than I did.
But that is, those numbers are incredible. Incredible.
Okay, so what do you think about Denver being named in Amazon's top 20 for the new headquarters?
You know, I was hearing a lot of buzz about that last year, Denver would be the headquarters. And I think I even know the location where they were going to set up their shop there. Of course, it'll bring more jobs in here in Colorado, which is a great thing. So what do you think, Cassie?
Okay, I have a couple thoughts on this.
Oh, here we go.
The Denver actually getting the Amazon headquarters is, I think it's still a pretty, we still have a pretty low shot. Mm-hmm. One, and a big reason is that we're not offering incentives like other states are. I think Colorado offered like $10 million. I think Austin was offering something like $1 billion.
Oh.
So we're not offering them a whole lot if they come here. And I know a lot of people don't want the traffic. They don't want the mm-hmm. rent to go up. So there's a lot of factors there. But would it bring jobs? Yes. Mm-hmm. Could it help the economy here? Yes. So there's give and take for wherever they end up.
Mm, Cassie, you make a really valid point. Very valid points. Mm. Interesting. Well, since you guys beat the Cowboys in the regular season game, good for you. Then give it to Texas. They can win. We can win something at least.
So it says here, according to 9 News, that Amazon HQ2, internet giant, names 20 finalists for second headquarters. In general, the list clearly shows Amazon's interest in moving outside of its current geographical comfort zone in the western U.S., despite bids from Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada, Portland, Oregon, and San Francisco. The closest city that made the shortlist was Los Angeles, more than 1,000 miles to the south of Seattle. Amazon's pick leans heavily east. And in the Sun Belt, Salt Lake City did not make the cut, despite Utah's growing tech population. Denver is the furthest west of the cities on the list, though Texas got Austin and Dallas. In the Midwest, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Indianapolis, and Pittsburgh were the only cities to grab the spot. Not unsurprisingly, giving its tech-heavy and university-dotted cities, the Northeast has got a lot to love. Finalists include Boston, New York, Newark, Philadelphia, and in a geographical stretch, Toronto. The South did best if you consider Washington, D.C. and envision parts of it, on the list are Atlanta, Miami, Montgomery County, Maryland, Nashville, Northern Virginia, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Ooh. An interesting geographical anomaly is the D.C. area of Montgomery County, Maryland, Northern Virginia, and Washington, D.C. all made it to the second round. That means 15% of the possibilities are in next to the federal government. There's a lot of ties. There's probably a lot of ties there with Amazon and the government, just kind of speculating. Presumably important because Amazon's increasingly visibility in the national economy and need to keep Washington on its side.
Did you say Newark? Did you say one of those cities?
New Jersey? Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. New Jersey. That just doesn't sound appealing to me.
Well, it's kind of like Haiti. I mean, it's kind of like saying, let's move to Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, that is true. You are next to New York. You have a lot of land, and it's probably cheaper, but it's Haiti.
It's New Jersey.
It's New Jersey. You know, of all the places, so let me ask you this. Of all the places you'd want to move to, where does New Jersey rank?
We have 50 states. It probably it rates probably like 57 right
57.
Now.
57. The 57 states. Well, Obama said we have 57 states. So you're right. You're right.
Oh, that's wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Hmm. Charlie, have you ever been to New Jersey? Okay. How was it?
Now remember, nobody can hear Charlie. nobody can hear Charlie. Charlie just moaned.
Oh, he just moaned.
Charlie's in there moaning, going. So yeah, I mean, I think, oh, good grief, why do these ads pop up all the time? Another one. I'm trying to get back to the article. So, anyway, I think there was something, if I remember right, I don't know how I could clear this screen off, but if I remember right, there's something like Amazon is claiming there'd be 50,000 new jobs.
Wow.
Now, here's my question.
That is a lot of jobs.
Does Denver have the infrastructure to handle 50,000 new jobs at one time coming into to a certain spot? I mean, good grief, you can hardly drive around out there the way it is.
Well, if you put it in Saudi Aurora.
Saudi Aurora?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Because you still have your 225, you have E-470 uh-huh. coming around.
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. 50,000 jobs. That's a lot of jobs. I thought maybe they were going to say maybe 10,000, 15,000, you know, that can hold that capacity. But 50,000, that's a lot of jobs. So you would have people from other states moving here to be a part of that, obviously. So Colorado would get it about, what, 3? And then everyone else is out of state? So it'd be 49,997.
So Amazon estimates that its investment in its hometown of Seattle from 2010 through 2016 resulted in an additional $38 billion to the city's economy.
Mm.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Well, their homeless population and their rent has also skyrocketed in that time as well.
Well, so is ours. So is Denver's. I mean,
well, yeah. it's a factor.
Well, here's the crazy thing. Now, this is kind of like a football thing, but I'm kind of going in this direction to kind of give an analogy. The weird thing is how come you guys never build a dome out here? Then you could have the Super Bowl out here. That can generate more money as well. Why wouldn't you do that?
Why should the taxpayers have to pay for a dome to build for their stadium?
Okay,
so now
they'll just go to the stadium and freeze their butts off and wishing they had a stadium like Texas or, you know,
it's Colorado.
New Orleans.
Or Minnesota.
Or Minnesota.
Minnesota has one. So, but I don't know. I find it interesting. You know, I wonder, you know, I don't think, and I need to read further in here, but my computer kind of froze up on that. But I don't think, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, Charlie correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Colorado's offered really any incentives to bring Amazon here, have they not? As far as you know? Nothing notable.
Not okay, New Jersey's $7 billion. So.
All right, that's it. Jersey wins.
Yeah. Okay. we do have an educated workforce.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It's very high tech around here, so
that would
fit in. We've already got a couple big distribution centers here. They're building up the new one up north.
Mm-hmm.
So and we are, you know, in reality, we are centrally located.
Right, and we have got the A train.
Nobody likes the A train, Jamie.
Okay, never mind then.
Except for Charlie. Charlie's the only one that likes all the trains. No, but a company like Amazon, a very progressive company like Amazon, would look into that. Okay, up next is Michael Bailey. So if you haven't gotten your estate stuff all set up, so the case something happens to you, your family knows what to do, you really need to do this. It's important. You need to be responsible. You need to get hold of Michael Bailey. Michael Bailey, Mobile Estate Planning, 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, will help you draft your will no matter what your final wishes are. Here are some examples of unusual requests found in famous wills. Napoleon Bonaparte requested that his hair be shaved and divided equally among his friends. William Shakespeare left his second best bed to his wife. Philosopher Jeremy Bentham requested that his body be stuffed with hay and displayed at University College London. And Ed Hedrick, the inventor of the Frisbee, asked that his ashes be made into a limited edition Frisbee. It doesn't matter what you want your loved ones to do after you're gone, but it does matter that you make your wishes clear while you're still here. Call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, at 720-394-6887. Michael will come to you no matter where you are or what your wishes are and get your will drafted. Remember, everyone needs a will. That's Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, at 720-394-6887. Make absolutely sure that your wishes are clear, no matter what they are.
KLZ's sister station, Legends 810 AM and 94.3 FM KLVZ, is seeking a contract salesperson. This Golden Oldies AM-FM station is a hugely popular format in Denver with a strong listenership. Commissions only to start, radio experience preferred. Send your resume and cover letter to Don Crawford Jr. Email 4crawford@gmail.com. That's the number 4crawford@gmail.com. KLVZ Radio is an equal opportunity employer.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you're in for the vacationing. John Rush along with me is co-host of the Corner Cafe, Jamie Daniel. Up next, we've got Gerard Lamero. And Gerard is an author, philosopher, economist, and a great talk show host. Gerard, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, doing fantastic. So, so what do you think? You know, we last time we had you on, I think it was probably right after the election. And so how do you think the El Presidente is doing thus far?
He's doing great. If you look at the fact that he is basically trying to fulfill all of his promises, that in and of itself is pretty amazing, because there are a lot of politicians that say things that don't follow up. But he's doing a great job. Look at our economy. I caught a few minutes of your show earlier, and you mentioned some of the numbers, and there are a lot more, too. You know, unemployment is down for a low that we haven't seen in quite some time. It's at 4.1%, and that's the latest numbers. In terms of regulatory state, you know, we have all these regulations getting in the way of free enterprise and the economy. And I remember a year ago that Donald Trump issued an executive order and said, any department or agency of mine, if they want to propose one new regulation, they have to propose two that they're going to get rid of. Well, at the end of 2017, the report is in. For every one new Trump administration regulation, there were 22, not two, but 22 that were cut. And the trajectory for 2018 is way higher than that. They're cutting regulations as fast as they can cut them, and the savings is in the billion range already.
Well, you know, not only the savings, but you're gonna just spur on economic growth like crazy when people don't have to worry about this regulation or that regulation, or have to pay for this or that or the other thing, and they can just concentrate on their business. That unto itself is huge.
Well, the time it frees up. You know, people who have to follow all these regulations spend a lot of their brains trying to figure out what they mean and how do you do it and what do I have to change and what do I have to do to keep the government happy. Just getting their time freed up is a big bonus. And by the way, one other area that I'm really feeling good about is the energy sector. I was looking at some of the stock market charts this week, and, you know, the energy industry, it looked like a downward staircase. That's how it looked up until Obama left office. It was this downward staircase, like you're going down the stairs. Now it's going just the opposite. I mean, you see this, it's like a V. You know, it's going down, now it's going up. The energy industry is doing phenomenal. ANWR, after 30 years of debate, is finally open for reasonable exploration. That's going to have a great impact on the economy. Keystone, how about bringing back the coal industry? How about drilling offshore where there are reasonable places that's not going to damage the environment, but it's going to bring in tremendous economic growth? Trump is doing a phenomenal job. I am just touching the iceberg here, the tip of the iceberg.
Oh hey, you just mentioning that, I mean, he's also solved global warming. It is freezing out there.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, it's a great thing. And our guest is Dr. Gerard Lamero. And Charlie's looking at me. Lamero. I knew that. Didn't I say that? Well, I called one of our guests a communist. I called one of our guests a communist last week.
Don't call me that.
No.
You can call me any name you like, but don't call me that.
Don't call you that. But, no, I am, you know, okay, so I've been involved in politics roughly since 1979, 1980. As a junior delegate to the Iowa State Convention, got to see Ronald Reagan speak. It was really, really cool stuff, and I really got to thank my father for getting me involved in Republican politics way back when and all that. But I have never, ever, ever seen a more effective Republican president than the one that we have now.
Well, he was a great executive. I mean, you give anybody a chance to start a business and you turn around and get a net worth of $10 billion, you must know how to run a business. Because
yes.
I don't know, if you gave me the job of creating $10 billion net worth. I don't know how I do it, to be honest. I don't think almost anybody can. So he is a phenomenal CEO-type person, a leader, an executive. He delegates, and he has done just an absolutely phenomenal job. And by the way, I worked on both the 76 Reagan campaign and the 1980 Reagan campaign, wow. And I was probably the youngest presidential electoral college member that voted for Ronald Reagan in 1980.
Oh, that is really, really
that's
cool.
That's incredible.
No, that's really cool. So, you know, Dr. Lomero, I was thinking about this Donald Trump. He's also very, very savvy when it comes to the media. And I think he's really, really good at stringing his opponents along, setting them up, and then smashing them. What do you think?
I think he is. And by the way, I think it's a stroke of genius to have the fake news awards to highlight the fact that these people are so dishonest. You know, I was reading them yesterday and just laughing because, you know what, he picked out some really, terrible news stories where they were, like, totally wrong. And, you know, they started out with something you mentioned earlier in the show, and I did catch you while you were, you know, I was waiting to get on. And you mentioned about Paul Krugman.
Yeah.
I have the quote. I can pull the quote
pull,
right
pull
out.
Pull it up. Pull it up.
It's November 9th, New York Times column, and he said, this was right after the Donald Trump win. He said, there will be a global recession that we have no idea when it will end because Trump was elected.
Yep. I mean, that's just that guy is unbelievable. You know, I've been following that guy since probably somewhere in the early 2000s. And has he ever gotten anything right, Paul Krugman? I mean, ever?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, you sort of wonder about people who keep saying things totally wrong. I mean, he's not a little bit off. I mean, a global recession that we didn't know when the end would come.
Well, I know, but, you know, the left has been quoting this guy forever, and today he's still a hero. The left loves Paul Krugman.
No credibility.
Well, it makes sense. They talk to themselves, and they listen to themselves, and they're wrong. I mean, that's their modus operandi.
No, it is pretty hysterical. Okay, so... We've got the midterms coming up, and it looks to me like when you have Lindsey Graham starting to actually say, you know, Trump's not a race. You know, Trump is just a guy. Trump's a street fighter. When you start getting people to start, you know, coming around like Senator Graham, do you think the Republicans are starting to figure out, you know what, if we latch onto this guy's coattails, we might be able to hang on during the midterms?
Well, I'll tell you, there's really two Republican parties, and I've made a prediction in my next book, which I hope comes true, and that, by the way, is supposed to be out in a few weeks here, my newest book, More Great News for America. And that prediction is that the Republican Party is finally going to split into two separate parties, a conservative party and a Republican progressive party. And the Republican progressive party are going to get some of the leftover Democrats who don't join the Green Party and the Socialist USA Party, and they're going to be the minority party, and they're going to try to drag their feet on everything and act like socialists. And the real party that's going to get the work of the country done is going to be the Conservative Party, which will be essentially a reinvigorated Republican Party that goes for the Republican platform and supports the people, supports the president, I think, to answer your question, some of the establishment Republicans are going to have to turn a little bit more conservative if they want to get reelected, or they're going to be like Bob Corker in Tennessee or Jeff Flake in Arizona. They're going to have to look for jobs elsewhere.
Well, you know, I know not everybody likes the new tax plan. I know there's people out there that don't. A really good friend of mine who's quite wealthy that does not like this new tax plan at all.
Why not?
Well, because he's paying more in taxes. He doesn't like that. He doesn't think that's right. However, with that being said, I think the average American, the one out there that catches, you know, 10 minutes of this show, catches a little bit of the top of the hour news, is out there doing his thing, sees his paycheck grow, sees more opportunities out there for him. Do you think they're going to look at this and go, you know what? Somebody was lying to me, and it wasn't Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. The American people understand Donald Trump. They voted for him. They're going to vote for him again. And in terms of the economy, this tax bill was not everything conservative economists wanted, but it was a lot of it. And there's a lot of good in it, and it's going to help the economy to grow. We are at 3.2 or 3.3% GDP growth now, which was unheard of a year ago. And we are growing. So we're not staying at 3.3%. We are growing. We may hit 4% this year. We may hit 4.5% next year, GDP growth. When you see numbers like that, it's going to lift all boats. And including, that's why I mentioned earlier about why does somebody with money, are they upset? They may be paying a little bit more, but when their income goes up a lot more, they're not going to notice their little bit more of taxes.
Well, I hope you're right. Hey, I've got to take a break. Can you hang on through a break, or do you got to go?
No, absolutely. I'll stay as long as you want.
All right, fantastic. Dr. Gerard Lamero. Did I do that right? Yay! Dr. Lamero, I apologize. You know, I've been married to What's-Her-Face for 23 years. I'm just that bad. So, but hang on tight. Okay, let's see. Up next is Extreme Auto Repair. And Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster is, you know what? He's concerned about your wallet. He wants to make sure that you're not spending too much on car repairs. And part of that is preventative maintenance. If you can keep your car maintained, then you're not spending a whole bunch of money on big item maintenance bills. Extreme Auto Repair, 10274 South Transfer Road in Parker, 303-841-1071.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops, for example, will go ahead and say, replace your belts, only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check at no extra charge. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become, so Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention, so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
And as you know, John and I are huge pro-life advocates. And Jamie, how about you?
I absolutely
think so. And so we really think that the battle against Planned Parenthood is worth fighting. And Planned Parenthood, you know, their market life is how many babies can we kill? Let's just call it like it is. How many babies can we kill? Not at Life Choices. At Life Choices, they actually show the ultrasound to the expectant mother. They show her and she sees that baby, and I bet you 99% of the time they decide to keep that baby. This is really, really important work. This is your best defense or offense against Planned Parenthood. And Life Choices is 100% funded by you. And so they require on donations for their funding, no government money whatsoever. Now, they've got this great sharpshooter competition coming up. It's a fundraiser. It's coming up Saturday, February 10th. Now, my family and I have participated in this before. It's a great, great, great family event. Now, get this. If you go to lifematters.org, you can get $5 off the registration fee by typing in the code KLZ560. So register today, go to lifematters.org or call 970-461-5050 and tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
Saturday, February 10th, rescue unborn babies while challenging your shooting skills. Sign up today for the 6th annual Life Choices Sharpshooter Competition. Enjoy a catered dinner at Front Grange Gun Club in Loveland while you compete for Best Shooter of the Night. Best of all, your ticket extends a message of hope to women facing unplanned pregnancies. With 5 medical centers across northern Colorado, Life Choices offers pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and prenatal support free of charge. Every year, hundreds of women decide against abortion because of Life Choices. And the 6th annual Sharpshooter Competition will keep that good work going. Your $85 ticket includes dinner and the competition. Plus, you can enter to win a brand new handgun. Saturday, February 10th at Front Range Gun Club in Loveland. Register today at lifematters.org. Enter promo code KLZ560 for $5 off your ticket price.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, Jamie Daniel, in for the vacationing John Rush. And our guest right now is Dr. Gerard Lamaro. And he is
Lamaro.
Did I say it wrong again?
You said Mar instead of Mayor.
Lamaro.
Lamaro.
Dr. Lamaro. Okay, I'll get this.
And, why don't you just call me Dr. L? That's what a lot of people call
me. Ooh, Dr. L. Now I feel like I'm in a James Bond movie, Dr. L.
Double I love L.
It. And so Dr. L is an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, and author of books. And his latest book is Great News for America. Is that correct? Great News for America?
That was my 2016 book. And
okay.
The 2018 book coming out in about, I think, about 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks. Is More Great News for America.
Yeah, that's right. More Great News for America. But you can go to greatnewsforamerica.com.
Yes. Yeah, anytime. By the way, there's about 100 web pages on my website. There's lots of free information, and they can also get little clips and that out of the books. And if they find one they like, they can go to Amazon or anywhere else and buy a copy. Or you can even link from my website to get a copy, too, if you like.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Dr. L, Jamie has a question for you.
Dr. Lamaro, I have a question for you. Is there anything at this point in President Trump's presidency that you would change that he's done that you say, I'm not really sure about that, or I really do agree with that, don't like that? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, about the only thing I can take issue with is his style. He's a little rough around the edges. I'm not that way. I think I would be the consummate diplomat, and obviously he's not afraid to call a spade, and he speaks out, says his mind. I would probably do it a little bit more low-key, but you know what? That's his style, and I'm not going to criticize his style. And you know what else? The American people understand it, and they know why he's tough. And incidentally, one of the short-term trends that led up to the 2016 election was the American people were looking for a General Patton-like figure.
Amen.
They wanted a tough figure who would fight the media,
right?
And they wanted somebody who would fight the Democrats. Don't forget, look at George Bush, how he was like just absolutely berated by the Democrats, the left, and the media. And the American people were smart enough to say, hey, we don't want Jeb Bush because his brother was treated terribly. We want somebody tough. And you know what? They got him.
Absolutely.
He's tough. No question. By the way, you know, you asked me earlier before the break about, you know, how's Trump done? Well, let's look at foreign policy. We were leading from behind under President Obama. Now we're leading up front. We are strong. We're taken seriously by the world's nations. They are afraid to mess with us. You have North Korea sending his favorite girls' band to the Olympics. You don't see him launching any missiles lately, and do you think it has anything to do with the fact that there are 3 aircraft carrier task forces off his peninsula and a Trident submarine sitting there?
No, that might have something to do with it. Haven't the North and the South actually talked for the first time in 45 years?
I think you're right.
Well, they've talked, and they're discussing, the singing the same songs during the Olympics. I mean, you know what? Donald Trump will not allow him to have missiles that are capable of hitting cities in the United States. They're going to have to give up their nuclear weapons. Right now, they're stalling because they've got their arms twisted. They've got a lot of their capabilities and banking and different things cut off from them. North Korea is in a terrible situation, so about all he can do is send his band and play some music at the Olympics, because he's in a bad situation. Trump has put him there, and Trump is keeping the pressure on. And by the way, he cannot do anything with those missiles. I think they're prepared to shoot the next one down.
No, you're spot on with this and with what's going on with Trump. I mean, he's what we call a leader.
Yes.
So we finally, once again, America has taken its role as the leader of the free world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which it needed to. I mean, I don't recall the Trump apology tour.
No, I don't think you'll ever see it.
You know what? He didn't bow to the Saudi king, I don't think.
No, you're correct, doctor. He did not.
And so, speaking of the Middle East. Let me say something else about Donald Trump and what he's done in 1 year. He let the military commanders on the ground out there in the Middle East and the soldiers on the ground out in the Middle East and told them, beat ISIS, okay? Come home with victory. And you know what? Raqqa has fallen. It's no longer the ISIS capital. They don't have a capital. Mosul has fallen. ISIS no longer runs Mosul. The ISIS caliphate is almost gone. It's almost history. It's almost in the history books. Why? Because Donald Trump let the military run a war.
Yeah,
they didn't have to take orders from Obama.
Not only that, if I remember right, he took those crazy rules of engagement handcuffs off of our soldiers, too, and said, go win this thing.
Absolutely. Those silly rules of engagement meant that we didn't win a war.
Well, exactly. I mean, that darn near got my daughter killed when she was fighting in Operation Iraqi Freedom. And you know, it's just it was absurd, the rules of engagement that we had in that conflict.
Absolutely. Donald Trump has turned that around. Our foreign policy is a success. In the UN with Nikki Haley, she is doing a phenomenal job. She may be the one to run for president after Donald Trump gets done with his 8 years.
Dr. Lamero, she is the one person out there that excites me when it comes to when Donald Trump is done, the next potential Republican president.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been waiting all of my life for somebody to go to the UN from our country and tell them to pound sand. I loved it.
Yep. And by the way, he cut the UN's budget.
I love
that. That was really good.
That's really, really good. I mean, why is it that we kowtow to that den of thieves like that? I just, for the life of me, don't understand it. But again, now we're not. Donald Trump has come in there and cleaned house.
Well, it's because a lot of the people running our country were Democrats, were progressives, were socialists in thinking, and now we have cleaned house at the presidential level, and we're in the process of cleaning house in Congress. There are a lot of people that we don't need to have in there who are moderate to liberal to progressive to socialist. Some of them are Marxists and communists even. And you know what? The American people are gradually cleaning house. It's hard to clean house. There's 535 of them. You got to figure out which one's on your side and which one isn't. It's happening. And that's part of the reason I wrote Great News for America, because the American people have woken up just as they've done in the past in other great elections, like 1896 as an example. And they woke up before, they woke up now, and they're cleaning house in Washington, and they're doing a good job.
Dr. Lamero. Dr. Lamero, do you think we finally get Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. Oh, I've been saying that for a year. I think she's going to face justice. I think about 10 or 20 people in her realm who've helped her, people like, for example, top people in the DOJ and the FBI who have gone off the rails. I mean, it's getting more and more evident that laws were broken. And I think the irony is that by forcing everybody to learn about things like the, this thing about trying to say there's Russian collusion with Trump. Well, it turns out the Russian collusion was with the Clintons.
Absolutely.
And Uranium One. And also it looks now like the FBI and DOJ was trying to tamper the election and then tamper with the results of the election. And all of this looks like crimes. I mean, this is banana republic crimes trying to throw an election and trying to throw the results of an election. I think it may take 4 years before all the investigating's done, but I think I think the Clintons and about 10 of their people, 20 of their people, are going to face justice. I can't guarantee they'll get convicted but I have a feeling they're going to face justice, and some people are going to go to jail.
Well, if anything, they just need to be run through the ringer.
Right.
At a bare minimum.
Well, I am getting my popcorn ready.
If crimes are committed, we have something we call the rule of law, and conservatives believe in the rule of law. Everybody faces justice if they break the law.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, like I said before, I'm getting my popcorn ready.
Well, you better get a lot of popcorn because it's going to be a long trial.
Dr. Lamero, this has been great as always. And once again, when does your new book come out and how can people find you?
Well, they can find me at greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com. And the book, More Great News for America, will be out roughly in about, I think it's going to be roughly 2 or 3 weeks, something like that, around Valentine's Day.
Oh, February.
We were hoping for January, but publishing takes a while, and it's a great book. I mean, it's talking about our future, and the future, I think, looks terrific. We are in a new American constitutional era that doesn't happen very often. It's called the conservative era. You're going to love it.
All righty. What we'll do is we'll have producer Ann get a hold of you so we get you on the week the book comes out and get people all excited about it once again.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to love the book. Your listeners are going to scoop up this book. They're going to love it.
All righty, Dr. Lamero. Thank you, man, and really appreciate you coming on. And have a great day. Okay, so up next is Bristlecone Shooting. Now, my wife and I went over there, I think it was yesterday. Yesterday. So we went over there shooting at Bristlecone Shooting, and my gosh, did we have a great time. And you will too. And as a matter of fact, I got my son signed up now for a junior shooting league, and he's actually be shooting bowling pins.
Hmm.
I think it's just going to be a blast. So check out Bristlecone Shooting. See what they have for your family. Give them a call, 303-985-0989, and tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristlecone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors, and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristlecone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristlecone Shooting.
Let's face it, auto mechanics don't have the best reputation. They mumble a lot, their hands are always dirty. They say names of car parts that sound made up, and it's really hard to tell if they're ripping you off or not. Let's just say that you are not alone if you have ever felt less than confident in your mechanic. So how do you know who to trust? The answer is ColoradoSelect.com. Colorado Select is a group of hand-picked member shops who are all dedicated to obliterating the bad reputation of auto mechanics. The ASE-certified master technicians at every shop are fully vetted, so you know they're trustworthy, and every Colorado Select member shop is fully committed to ensuring that you get the best customer experience possible. Plus, with the Colorado Select 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, you can have total peace of mind. Stop just hoping that your mechanic is doing the right thing and make sure you choose someone you can trust. Go to ColoradoSelect.com for the member shop nearest you. Keep your car on the road. Select the best at Colorado Select.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hey, welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, Jamie Daniel in for the vacationing John Rush. Okay, I want to find this clip here, Jamie, that just Trump really got everybody all upset over this clip. Let me see if my computer will stop spinning here. Come on. Why does it always happen when you...
Technology at its finest.
I know. It's like, come on. So anyway, I found it interesting, too, that Dr. Lamero was talking about the Republican Party splitting up into two different factions.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
And I really wanted to explore that a little bit more because the only thing that it really needs to happen, but quite frankly, the progressives in the Republican Party just need to go over the Democrat Party. But you want to know why they can't?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Democrats have turned into all right communists.
Right.
So you can't be like, I'm a moderate. You know what I mean?
Right,
There's no way. They are so far left that they're basically... insane.
They are so far left they can shake their own hand and they turn around every
right,
time.
That's a fact. Okay, let's see if Charlie, I wanted to play this soundbite. Okay, let me get this brought up here. So this is what Donald Trump had to say that just got, I mean everybody's calling him a racist for this. No question about it. Okay, here we go. I think. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, here we go. Donald Trump. Come on.
I think it's coming.
Agree on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire illegal immigrants. You know, we are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants.
I mean, isn't that about the most racist thing that Donald Trump could ever say? I mean, everybody's up in arms over that.
That is insane. I mean, verbatim, everything he said, the Republicans have already said, or President Trump had said. So why would you, how could he be a racist after you've said the exact same thing? It makes no sense
to me. And that was Senator Barack Obama.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. when Senator Barack Obama said all those things, was he called a racist?
No, absolutely.
Was he told that he had no heart?
No.
Was he told that he hates all Mexicans?
No.
No. So why the hypocrisy?
Well, the problem was that Senator Barack Obama at that time hated all Americans. It wasn't about Mexicans.
But that's a fact. I mean, you're absolutely right. Barack Obama does not like Americans. But do you think, was Barack Obama saying these things just to get elected?
Oh, absolutely.
And so the media just kind of goes along with whatever the Democrat says, don't they?
Absolutely. And once again, it's like he loved America when it benefited him. But once he got into office, then, of course, you saw his evil side of him, of what he was and what he was really representing was that socialist mentality in the first place.
So the reason I played that was because, you know, Donald Trump has said exactly these same words. Mm-hmm. And that's why I led off by saying that this was Donald Trump. But it was Barack Obama. Bill Clinton has said exactly the same things.
Absolutely.
So all the Democrats before Donald Trump have said all of these things. Mm-hmm. But today, you've got Dick Durbin, you've got Nancy Pelosi, you've got everybody on the left and some on the right screaming at Donald Trump because he wants to have a real immigration plan. He wants to stop the illegal immigration. He wants to punish employers that are hiring illegal immigrants. And it just amazes me the politics that are played. Mm-hmm. In this realm, when we're talking about the security of our country, when we're talking about the economic strength of this nation, when we're talking about the American culture, how the left plays politics. I mean, basically what the left really does, and basically a lot of people in politics do that they shouldn't do, is they play my team.
Right.
And it's no, you're a Cowboys fan. I'm a Vikings fan. Cassie, Packers fan. But anyway, but that's in the realm of sports.
Right.
I get that there. But when my team, the Republican Party, does something wrong, I call them out on it.
Right, absolutely.
When they're inconsistent, I call them out on it.
When there's a moral standard there, you have to be called out on it. And once again, they're trying to punish President Trump for obeying the law of our land. So it doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you try to criticize and come against someone that's just basically trying to obey the law that was set up to protect America?
So as you know, the Justice Department announced that they're going to go after, or they're going to try to go after public officials, mm-hmm. elected officials who are promoting the sanctuary city policies. In other words, harboring fugitives from the law. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go after them. And the mayor of Oakland, she said, well, I'll go to jail. Well, you know what, Mayor of Oakland, I'll drive you there.
Yes, I will. I'll open up the gate for you.
Yeah, I will open up the gate to the jail and put you in my cell.
Pick out which little orange jumpsuit you want to jump into. Absolutely, I'll do that for you.
I mean, these people, when they crossed the border illegally, they broke the law.
Absolutely,
they broke the law right mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be a nation of law. Laws. We cannot be a nation of just respect. Well, you can break this one because of who you are.
No. That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
But isn't that what we're doing?
Unfortunately, yes.
That's exactly what we're doing. When you think about who was the lady that was held up in the church here in Colorado for a while? Well, she was convicted of identity theft. Mm-hmm. She had stolen Social Security numbers, but we're supposed to overlook that because of who she is.
Oh, come on.
Well, if you or I tried that.
Oh, we'd be in jail. Cassie and I would be running the show.
Well, because you wouldn't go to jail. Only I would go to jail. Because I'm the white guy here.
No, because you'd go to jail because you broke the law.
And
you're an American that broke the law.
Because I'm an American white guy.
If you're an illegal, you'd be sitting right
because
here.
I said if you or I did that, what would happen? You said, well, you'd go to jail and Cassie and I'd be running the show.
Right, because if you were an illegal. But if you're an American, you're definitely going to jail.
You're missing what I said.
I know what you're saying.
I said if you or I did this.
Oh, well, because now you're talking about color now.
Because now you're saying, well, I wouldn't go to jail because...
Well, if I'm an illegal...
Then you wouldn't go to jail.
I would definitely not go to jail. I'd probably get a nice suite, and they'd set me up really nice, and probably a college fund, and Obamacare and everything. I'd get set up really nicely.
Okay, Brian Murphy, Front Range Mortgage, 303-500-1900. Brian Murphy, Front Range Mortgage, 303-500-1900. Let's hear what a satisfied customer had to say about Brian Murphy at Front Range Mortgage.
We at KLZ continue to hear glowing reports about Brian Murphy from Front Range Mortgage. And those reports come straight from you, our loyal KLZ listeners.
George Athanasopoulos here, frequent contributor on Rush to Reason, here to talk about Brian Murphy and Front Range Mortgage. I'm a veteran. I needed to refinance my house. I wanted to send my business to someone I could trust, someone I knew was on my team, so I could be on their team. I used Brian. The service was exceptional. He refinanced my house, got me a great deal. I couldn't be happier. So if you have any questions or you're looking to refinance your house, I recommend Brian Murphy at Front Range Mortgage. Give him a call.
Call 303-500-1900 for the lender recommended by John Rush and all of us at KLZ 560. Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, 303-500-1900. NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, Jamie Daniel in for the vacationing John Rush. Colorado may issue more driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, Westward reports. And in 2018, I don't know what is going on today with all these pop-up ads right in the middle of trying to read something. Let's see. Before Colorado legislatures repealed the state's Show Me Your Papers law in 2013, which allowed peace officers to detain undocumented immigrants, thousands were detained and deported, many after being stopped for minor traffic infractions like driving without a license. The law was essentially replaced that same year with SB 251, which established a driver's license program for undocumented Coloradoans under the Department of Motor Vehicles. A bipartisan group of legislators hopes to expand access to the driver's license program through a bill it will present early in the legislative session, championed by an unlikely pair, Representative Jonathan Singer, a Democrat from Longmont, and Senator Larry Crowder, a Republican from Alamosa. Thoughts?
Okay, so this is going to sound probably pretty crazy. So they want them to come in illegally, but they want them to drive legally. Is that what we're saying?
Well, yeah. So the whole idea, supposedly, is that we give illegals driver's licenses. Before they can get the driver's license, they have to have proof of insurance.
Okay.
Okay, so they have to have proof of insurance, mm-hmm. and they have to have a taxpayer's identification number. Okay, mm-hmm. not a Social Security number, but right. a taxpayer's identification number. Part of the reason they're trying to change this bill is some crazy way, these illegals actually have Social Security numbers.
That is insane.
Okay, so there were a lot of illegals that were turned down for driver's licenses because they had Social Security numbers. Mm-hmm. And you can't have both a taxpayer identification number and a Social Security number.
Okay, here's where we come in, where the nuts are running the asylum concept, because that makes no sense to me. No sense.
But Jamie, they do jobs that Americans just won't do. We've got to have them. That's why the Republican in Alamosa, Senator Larry Crowder, is all for this, because we got to have those workers out there in the fields, you know, for their $4.10 an hour. Okay, that's it for hour number one of Rush to Reason. Dan Muir, Cassie George, Charlie Grimes, Jamie Daniel. We're all sitting here for the Mr. Vacationing Mr. John Rush, but we'll be right back for hour number two.